Welcome back to QR Calgary and More Than Money. Rob, 1% tax per month on your tax-free savings account. Possible?
It doesn't sound like a good deal, does it?
It doesn't sound a good deal, and I think this is something that Canadians need to be aware of, especially this time of the year. People start talking about making contributions, putting it in their TFSA. They go through the process.
You want to be topped up. You want to take advantage of that tax-free savings opportunity going forward, but there's a hitch.
How does the CRA tax you 1% per month on your TFSA? How is that possible when it's a tax-free savings account?
Well, if you go over, if you don't obey the rules of the contribution limit, which currently this year is $7,000, but how do you find your actual contribution limit if you don't feel, or you feel like you may go over? And I think that we've experienced that with the team personally, with a couple examples.
Yep.
And it's an interesting one, and it's not one that you want to fight. I've seen that. It's not one that you want to fight.
So check this out. The government of Canada has received over $132 million in penalties for over-contribution in 2022 alone. Okay. I can't wait to hear the 2023 numbers on how much tax was paid from a tax-free savings account because of over-contribution. And I think this is a key thing that people need to understand. First of all, how the heck does it happen that someone can over-contribute to a tax-free savings account?
So I think this is the first piece is misinformation. There is two sets of data happening here. And the other piece is people can have multiple TFSAs.
The average Canadian who has a tax-free savings account actually has 1.5 tax-free savings account, which means let's call it two. They have two accounts, probably two different institutions, and now they're responsible.
I think that's the word. Who is responsible for keeping track of your own contribution limit and where you're at? And I think one of the misconceptions, the big one is, well, CRA isn't just going to keep track of it for me.
So here's what Rob and I did before the show. Rob and I signed on to my CRA account. And I said, Rob, let's take a look at how much TFSA contribution room I have. Keep in mind, I have maximized my TFSA contributions up until the end of 2023. According to what I saw online, and you were right beside me and I showed it to you, Rob, it says I can put in $13,500 in my tax-free savings account.
Interesting.
Now, let's just assume I didn't know I maximized, or I didn't remember I made my last year's contribution, or I didn't have it at my fingertips, because I showed you I made that contribution as well. Well, then I would have just followed what it says on the CRA website, put $13,500. I would have been over-contributed by $6,500. Mm-hmm. I'd be penalized 1% per month on that over-contribution.
Do you want to know what that looks like if you didn't see it for 20 months or didn't notice that for 20 months?
Go for it.
$1,300.
I'd end up paying in taxes $1,300 for something I thought I was able to do, no problem. Okay, so what's the lesson? At the end of the day, who's responsible and accountable for knowing the contributions you've put in your TFSAs? It's the individual.
It is. And this is the joke I had this morning. CRA is an agency. My service is my service. So it's giving me a porthole of information, but if that information is not fully accurate because a lot of financial institutions don't send this information on a timely basis, and that's what we found this morning.
Yeah.
That's the misconception.
Yeah, my information has not been updated with the CRA. Mm-hmm. Let's start there. Okay. So you're now at the crossroads. You're like, okay, it says $13,500 in your CRA account, Faisal. What's the next step that I should do once I've understood what the CRA says I have room for?
So if you have an advisor, right, or a group managing your money, is to talk to them, right, to say, hey, what is my history there? making sure that you have all your TFSAs, if you do have multiple, and do a self-audit.
I think the contribution audit is a very good idea every single year, just in case. Mm-hmm. Now, if you have one tax-free savings account with one institution, either you're doing it yourself or you have an advisor, it's pretty easy to go back over the years and see how much you've contributed year over year. You have multiple accounts at different institutions or different advisors at the same institution, get ready to have an audit done by yourself.
Yeah.
So check online with CRA first, do a contribution audit to see how much you've put in. Once you've got that number, then you've got enough information to say, okay, I can make my contribution.
Let's give the added tidbit here. We can't go through this step by step because it's my service. We're not IT specialists.
Correct.
But you can. There is a porthole on CRA to look at when those transactions actually happen.
Yep.
And if you actually had contributions in 2023, that'd be the first place I would start.
Also speak to your accountant. Mm-hmm. Your accountant knows if you've made contributions because there are contribution receipts that have been submitted. Mm-hmm. So there's another level to do your audit. Once you've done that, then you can make the contribution. So let's say Faisal wasn't smart enough to do a contribution audit. And he put in $13,500 into his TFSAs in 2024. He's over-contributed by $6,500. Thinks about it halfway through the year or gets a notification from CRA saying, mm-hmm. you've over-contributed. Now what do you do?
So if you're working with someone, it's a little bit easier that you can make a withdrawal. The CRA does have forms that can be filled out, and this can be reversed, but it can take some time. But there is a system in place to get this reversed.
So this is something that I think is important, which is why we're taking some time to talk about it, because this is the time of year that people actually rush to get their contribution in. Mm-hmm. And rush is we sent out an email to our clients about making a contribution to TFSA. The amount of responses we get back on that email was phenomenal. Mm-hmm. It's a good thing we're keeping track of stuff for our clients. And we can see it very easily what's the last amount of contributions you've made throughout the year or previous years. Very easy for us to do. But that's where I think the impact is. So keeping track, working with a team, making sure you get the tax advice as well along the way, some great tidbits and pieces of advice from you, Rob. Thank you so much. We do have a seminar coming up on January 23rd. We're going to talk about transitioning to or living in retirement. We're going to talk about tax, mm-hmm. how not to overpay in tax, how to make sure that you have income for the rest of your life, no matter what stage in retirement that you're at. When is that?
Next one will be Tuesday, January 23rd. This will be 7 p.m. in person at the Country Hills Golf Course. You do have to register. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com.
That seminar is almost packed, full, done. Like, you won't be able. So if you're deciding to go, register right away, and so you don't get put on a waiting list or will be denied access because we're just packed. It's going to be a great one. On behalf of Rob Gehry, myself, and all of us at the Popwitch Carmelli Advisory Group team, thank you for joining us on More Than Money and QR Calgary. We will see you next week.
David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.